know, he was just a, he was just kind of an old bumpkin, country bumpkin, yeah, or something like that. And he didn't know a lot, you know, he hadn't done a lot of stuff. But
even some people that have done a lot of studying don't realize that.
Yeah.
They've never thought of it in, or studied it in that line. You understand?
Yeah.
That the language, when you, the difference in the language, you just reason different. You understand? And it's said differently. It's like I told you the other day, that's why the Russians, it's difficult for the Russians and the American English-speaking people to get together because of the language barrier between them. Actually, the English may speak it mean one thing, and when translated into Russian, it means something quite a bit different. That's hard to believe, but that does exist.
Mm-hmm. I would like to go to that meeting tomorrow night, but I expect I might have to go on up the wood. I'll be if I'm in St. Francisville. What time is it?
7:00.
I'd be interested in going to that.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I can't. I hope to be here.
Woodville is about 20, 25 miles, I believe, from St. Francisville.
Yeah, it is.
Well, that's just one of those things that'll happen, you know.
Yeah. Has your historical research in the parish turned up any interesting stories or old?
It's just getting under the wick.
Yeah.
And it's a difficult thing to get people organized to do it in the right way. Now, the president, she wants to go out on a more or less an architectural survey rather than a historical survey, and I've been trying to make her see the difference, and that's difficult. But I understand why she don't know as much of the human side of it, you understand, as I would know.
Yeah.
But I've lived with it.
Uh-huh.
And she's about 20 years younger than I am, you understand?
Yeah.
And she was not a native of this place. And she has no close relatives in this section. You know, she came in here, I guess, as a young married person, and she's been around here. Of course, she's a well-educated woman, you understand? Graduate of LSU, I believe she's got a master's degree and such, but it's still, there's a lot, I understand, especially from a woman's viewpoint, houses, homes would interest her, you understand? What would interest me would be the people that made these homes and houses possible.
Yeah.
Now, I pointed out to something the other day. There's an article that came out in the Times-Picayune about Afton Villa. Afton Villa is a point several years ago, but it was a famous home around St. Francisville, not too far from the, after you get up in the town. And it was originally a small place. And that was a David. He married for the second time, just sometime before the Civil War. And his wife was half his age. He was a man 47, 48, and his wife was about 26 or 27. But that's not where the point was. Then they went through the war, you understand? And after the war was over, during Reconstruction, his wife wanted to rebuild Afton Villa. And he told her that if she would preserve the original building and build around it, you understand? And it was a magnificent structure when they finished with it. Now, one thing they said in the story, he, before the war, Civil War, you see, they had their managers and their overseers to take care of the places. You know what I mean, business managers and overseers. What they did, they just signed on.